This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 27th of November, 1962. The title of this lecture is Routine 212, Part 1. This tape is 63 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Now, 27-80-12. I read my notes before the lecture. I have notes tonight. That's nice. I haven't anything to do with the lecture, but I have notes. All right, this is lecture one, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. And I have an announcement here. Very interesting. Maybe you ought to go get audited to the HGCDC. Maybe you ought to go get audited there. I mean, maybe you're just wasting your time here. Maybe you are. This is a letter from Voigt, the fellow whose gold was found at the Congress. And he'd been listed on the 40 lines, the 114 lines, and it had gone clear. And everybody, well, let me put it this way. Go get audited at the HGC in Washington, D.C., as long as I'm consulting on the cases there. I have to add that because it wouldn't be a true statement otherwise. Anyway, he wrote me, and it looked like it was all clean lines as far as I was concerned. He was free needle every place. And instead of overrunning it, and instead of checking it out for 4 or 5 months, and instead of trying to find out if you couldn't key him in again on the goal, I said, well, go on and find his next goal and get going. So he says, Dear Ron, thank you for the wonderful news that I could proceed with my second goal. I had cognited on my second goal on 24 October and didn't know what to do with it. It was checked out today at the HGC. We all agree I have my second goal. I start listing in the morning. I'll take you up on that first OT in industry. There you are. Pretty good, huh? Now we get down to business. Oh. Poor R212. This is a lecture on routine 212. Now, for you cats that have been clawing around with 3GA crisscross, the first and fundamental error of R212 showed up. Now, I can take credit for making the first mistake, so you needn't feel so bad about it. See, I can admit that I made a mistake. I myself gave you a little length and breadth on list one. I shouldn't have done that. I should have put a, not a snaffle bit, but I should have put a curb bit in your teeth. Because what do? You right away find ways and means to add motivatorish items to the list, and of course, they are an additional damage, so of course, that will wind you up with no item. So I've just done list one, issue two. And I can tell you the ramifications of the first list. It must contain only nouns. It must not contain any verbs, adjectives, or adverbs. Only nouns. And you can take the one which you've got and strike out everything on it that isn't a noun, and strike out its adjectives and adverbs, and strike out all of the lines you're supposed to fill in. Just strike those out at the back, and you have list one, issue two of routine 212. It had escaped my notice when I expanded that a lot of 3GA crisscross practice would, of course, invite a lot of things to be entered in on the list by the PC, even though it says in R212 itself that it is not the PC's list, but it is the auditor's list. So a lot of items were entered in from the PC, and of course a lot of people wound up skunked, or endless dirty needles, or something of the sort, and didn't wind up nice and clean and clear the way it is. Now there's your list one, issue two. Must only contain Scientology nouns. Scientology Dianetic Organization nouns. And no adjectives, verbs, adverbs on it. The big reason for that. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. Now, next mix-up on it brings us right straight to where we should be. When you're used to doing 3GA crisscross, you get the illusion that you know something about R212, and you might as well just part company with that, because the actions are similar. In fact, they're the same as far as listing and nulling is concerned. But R212 is a rote procedure and is not susceptible to variation or auditor guesses. This procedure was put together for HPA and HCA. That's a big difference. And it's been my experience that if you could drill a HPA or an HCA in on a procedure, well, you would do it. That's been my experience. Now you can drill them and correct them and correct them and correct them. Now all you have to pay attention to is the fact that, is there a factual channel of action? Is there a factual series of actions to be performed? Now, R212 is this kind of an activity. And listen, it's a beautiful concrete causeway through the deepest muck that anybody ever tried to never come out of. And just about a 16th of an inch off the edge of that causeway brings you to nowhere. It is a rote procedure. The rationale back of 212 is quite different than that back of 3GA crisscross. 3GA crisscross is an activity engaged upon by the auditor to unburden the case and locate goals. That's 3GA crisscross, which is step 4A of routine 321. And routine 212 is to put the case in condition so that it can show progress toward clearing, specifically toward clearing, and does actually progress the case toward clearing, and is a clearing procedure, oddly enough. But without 212, you will find a great many cases will make very slow progress. And that is what we are fighting today in clearing. We're fighting slow progress. This slow progress combined, on the one hand, by auditors not getting in and pitching to be critical, and on the other hand, by the mechanics which 212 is arranged to perform. Sooner or later, you would get the item which was holding up the case with 321. Sooner or later, you would get this item. Sooner or later. Sooner or later. And you're mostly getting it later. And it's much better to get a clean fire off the launching pad and get the item straight away, because it's a very peculiar set of items that you are looking for. It's a very peculiar thing. And they are not items which necessarily lead to goals. They are items which unpin the PC's bank from present time so that he can be audited. And the action of routine 212 is not the key out of the PC's bank, as in prep checking, but the actual eradication of those items which have been keyed in by present time, which then and thereafter keep the PC in the grip of a present time problem. We'll go into that further. But this is a different thing you're doing. And although it looks the same and the actions are the same, it isn't the same. Routine 212 is not routine 321, step 4A, 3GA, crisscross. It is not. They are not the same actions. You can even use similar lines. Now, where they merge is in line of 212, 1B, C, D, E, F, see? Those additional lines merge and go over to 3GA crisscross. But you can't get to those lines and unpin the case from present time unless you do a very thorough over and over and over of list 1 and list 1A. Now, this is all very esoteric, say they are this different, but what makes them this different? And I'd have to go into the mechanics, which I will do later this evening, 212, to show you why they are this different and the exact thing you're trying to do. Let it suffice at this moment that they are different and that your approach is a terribly rote approach. Now, we have a security check on Maisie Q over in HCO, and she is found to rock slam madly on the subject of HCO secretaries. So now she is sent to the HGC or a staff clearing or something like that, and in staff clearing we would get goof one. And you almost universally made it today. Goof one. Is they don't do 212. They take HCO secretary, see that it rock slams, and oppose it. And then they think they're doing 212. 212 is upsetting just to this degree. An almost done 212 will produce some results. And that's what'll fool you. If it's almost done, it'll still produce some results. See, that's why it's a perfectly safe technique to release, to, as long as they're not fooling around with goals on it, to release broadly to HPAs and HCAs and let it be taught in academies, you see. Because you can just list something and you can get some results, you see. That, however, that aspect of it tends to whip you. Because you say, well, that's a nice process. It's a nice process. It's nice. Case looked brighter at the end of session. Well, look, the case wasn't sitting in it a foot off the chair at the end of session. Well, that's what we expect out of the process. No. The auditor grabs the item that he has heard the PC rock slams on, sees that it rock slams, and then oppose it. Well, he must be doing 3GA crisscross or something. He's not doing 212. No. The auditor has to start from scratch. We don't care what, who found, or anything of the sort. He just starts from scratch. And the first thing you want to learn about 212, you always start from scratch. Now, this person sails in from Lower Chicago and says that he's had 212 run on him, and they found the items, Ron and Pi and a couple of other things, and it's all set, and he feels wonderful now. And everything's fine. As a matter of fact, he looks good, and his TA is down and that sort of thing. And you are going to find goals on this PC, and you're going to do that. All right, go ahead. Run 321. We don't care anything about that. But if you're going to do 212 on him, you don't say he had list one run on him in Lower Chicago, and therefore we're going to start with list 1A. You just never do 212 that way. You take list 1 on this PC. Now, there's several reasons for this. We don't care if he ran the whole gamut and found a pair of items on each one of the subsidiary lists. Well, he'd probably just be ready to have list 1 run on him again. So, you just never pick up anybody else's auditing on it, that's all. Just don't ever do that, and you'll all be always riding high. You'll be feeling wonderful about it. Now, there's another difference. A 3GA crisscross item, you understand, just because he slammed against the HCO secretary means that you do list one assessment. See? Doesn't matter. You always do that. Why? Because the security check was probably done on an abbreviated set of items, and the rock slam would probably settle down somewhere else on the list if you did a full list. See, the rock slam probably settled more securely on something else. There's that possibility, don't you see? And maybe she just rock slammed on the person being that was security checking her. And doesn't have a rock slam on HCO area secretary. See, there's all kinds of wild little possibilities that could enter into it that would upset your 212 progress. So what do? You just start from scratch. And you do exactly what it says. Now, frankly, there is nothing more canned or rote than 212. It's just absolutely canned. If you find a rock slam on the first list, by the way, you call it the first list, no matter what list one you use, but list one is the Scientology list. The others are list 1A, list 1B, and so on. So you start in on the first list, and you find a rock slam, and it slams like mad. All right, you oppose it, and you get rock slamming items and so forth. Well, that's just a bonus. You didn't have to do 4, 5, and 6. That's just a bonus. Just three steps you didn't have to do. But the main discovery here is that any time that you can get a whisper on a list, you can represent it and turn a rock slam on with it. Yeah, very interesting, because then you don't have to be a super genius at getting your first list. Let's say you had some long drawn out list of who's upsetting you these days, you see, and so on, and you didn't get a key person on it at all. There wasn't a key person on it any place. No rock slams. It was hardly even a dirty needle. Now, I'm trying to cure you of your skunks, see? This takes your skunks out. You won't get skunked as often with 212 as you do with 3GA crisscross. All right? You go down this list, this first list, and you assess it. You've gotten it from the PC. Now you're assessing it. And if you can find on it, after tiger drilling the last three or four items, a sporadic ghost of a speeded rise, which is almost undetectable at the highest sensitivity of a Mark V, you can represent it and you'll find a rock slamming item. It's marvelous. Now that's the discovery that I suddenly broke through with and therefore could put it together. The number of times which you will miss on this thing are far less. Now the rationale of 212 is based on the interesting proposition that so long as the GPM is keyed in present time, the PC is left with a full present time problem and will show no case gain. We're no longer interested in the rock slammer. We're just not interested. So Joe or Pete or Bill or so they're rock slammers. That means somebody won't have to do 4, 5, and 6 with them. That's all that means. Behaviorists will be very interested in rock slammers, but it becomes an ethnic study. It's very peculiar. If a person rock slams, why, they will do all sorts of very interesting things in their vicinity and all that sort of thing. But the fact of the case is you can straighten them out too fast to worry about it. Now, actually, basically, it means their goal lies in some other direction, a lot of other things. But you don't have to find their goal to set them up straight.
So we're not interested in this aspect of it. We're even more interested in the tiniest dirty needles. See, we're very interested in that. Now, this is all based on an observation I made in 1949. We're really inheriting now the benefit of tremendous quantities of research. In 1949, I made this interesting observation. There was always a little flag showing up. The key end ground to be run on the case was always waving a little taxi meter flag. There was a still picture of an empty chair. The PC would often run across it. And one fine day, we get him to run this as an engram. We just start into the beginning of this thing. Oh, my God, what we find lying underneath that still chair and that little picture, it was just fascinating, you know. God, tonsillectomies and murder and rape and arson. And all kinds of wild things. But always, the reactive bank leaves out a little tag. You got this little tab there. It's like a little index card. The file may be 1,000 feet thick down underneath it, and here's this little tiny 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch blue tab. Okay? You say, what's this? Now look, there are thousands of these little blue tabs lying around in the bank, but if you went around pulling each one, most of them would throw away, see? These, you know, locks, little things, mannerisms, dislikes, upsets, so most of them just throw away, and all of a sudden you get a hold of one and you look like a very young robin trying to get a hold of his first worm, you know, and it just isn't going to come out of the ground, that's all. That's tied to something. Now that worked with engrams, so I didn't see any reason why it wouldn't work with the GPM. Because this horrendous calculation occurred. A case change won't occur in the presence of an unhandled present time problem. If you don't believe that, go ahead and get somebody who's having a lot of trouble with his wife or her husband or something. Get this person, and every time you see this person clang on a present time problem on that rudiment, why, just ignore it. Just say, well, take that up later. After all, we're processing the things that will handle your problems, and we're not interested in hearing about that. Now let's get down to business here. And then get your graph done at the end of that intensive. And if you haven't also ARC broken the PC, you will have gotten no graph change of any kind. This is an experiment that you could make with the greatest of ease. Well, what would be the biggest present time problem a person could possibly have? The GPM is composed of mass counter mass. Actually, it's in a bundle of four, but you can regard it as mass counter mass, a pair. So you have A versus B and B versus A, and they're items. Identities, circuits, whatever you want to call them. And here's one of them opposing the other one. And that is the GPM. And man, that's in there with concrete. To get clear, this fellow's got to pass all the way through the GPM. So, why not have at it? Certainly it looks like a present time problem. Also, we have the idea people who have overts against Scientology or against the auditor and so forth won't go clear. Why is this? Well, actually, it sets up a kind of a present time problem. There's the PC versus the auditor, or something in the PC versus the auditor, and it sets up the idea of the personality versus the personality, the mass versus the mass, and so forth. It looks like a present time problem. Because this is so neatly and nicely balanced, the person can't slide out of it. Nothing unbalances it unless you actually locate it and identify it. The only way you get rid of the GPM is to get it very well identified in its various parts. Now, as soon as you get it identified in its various parts, particularly the goal and so forth, why, it tends to lose its bite. But let's look at this now. We know quite a bit about the GPM and its various formations and fundamentals and so forth, but let's look at something here that may not have met the eye. Supposing one piece of the GPM is walking around in present time. Supposing one of these masses is walking around in present time, and the other one is hidden in the bank. One of them's visible. He knows that's part of the GPM. Maybe it's his auditor. He knows that's part of the GPM. So he says, that's why I'm not getting clear. There, over there. No PC alive ever turns around and looks over his shoulder to find out what's opposing over there. And now hear me. That item actually will remain so undisclosed that the person could go all the way clear and still have it. If you could imagine going clear while having a PT problem of that magnitude. But by some fluke, he might actually key out the rest of the GPM and still have this thing sitting in present time, and you'd get the cream de la cream of the bypassed item. This would be a bypassed item with exclamation points. Of course, the probabilities of this person keying out anything or going clear, of course, are remote, amounting practically to zero, but in theory, allow it. You see? He isn't actually going to go anyplace. He's got a present time problem, and he knows what's wrong with him. See, it's all these buildings or something. You know, there it is, all these buildings. And he knows it's the buildings, but his blindness never tells him what he is or what is opposing the buildings. And, of course, he isn't opposing the building. Some item is opposing the building, and it's on automatic. He never sees the item. He just goes on blaming the buildings. You don't know somebody for 2 or 3 years and then have a rock slam on them. Let me assure you of that. The person could have hit you over the head every morning for breakfast and you still wouldn't have a rock slam on them. That takes a while to build up. So obviously the PC has confused something in present time with the opposition mass in the bank and hasn't even seen the terminal in the bank which faces the opposition mass. Have you got the idea? He's made a mistake. Let's put it that way. He's just made a mistake. He's mistaken something in the environment for something in the bank, and then he never looks over his shoulder to find out what he is that is opposing something in the bank. And, of course, that is the perfect present-time problem. And with that present-time problem in existence, he will not go clear, and he will not showcase gains. If he does, they will be very slow gains, and you have your finger on the slow gain, actually also the slow student case. That is it. I knew it was the bypassed item. I found the mechanism of the bypassed item, knew that people weren't listing themselves to clear every time they bypassed an item. They would put some item over here on who or what would want to catch catfish. They'd put that item down there. And then the opposition to that item would go begging. And it'd never be located, and they'd never confront it. And it's very hard to get a PC to confront a slamming item, by the way. And it'd never confront it. And they can be right in the middle of the slamming item. They can join up with the slamming item. The guy hates the United States Army, so he goes and joins it. But he never perceives it. You see, being in it and perceiving it are two entirely different things. So you see, he's in this op term, and he never puts it on the list. He's got half of it. He's got who or what would oppose, or who or what wants to catch catfish. He's got half of that. He hadn't got the other half, so it never blows. You get a recurring item. You see this in verbal listing. The guy will go a few hundred lines, and then he'll say game warden. And then he goes a few hundred more items, and he'll say game warden again. And a few hundred more items, and he'll say game warden, and game warden, and game warden, and game warden. It's not quite the same thing as the rabbit. It's the recurrent item. Well, why are the recurrent item? Well, that's because there's something missing. The other half of the package is gone, and he hasn't confronted it, and he hangs right there in midair. He keeps saying, game warden, game warden, game warden. And it just never occurs to him to turn around and look and see fishermen. He just never sees fishermen. Fishermen never occurs to him. Doesn't matter how often you ask him questions, well, who or what would oppose catching catfish. He just never thinks of fishermen. You see, he is a fisherman. I don't know how many of you lately have inspected your own forehead without a mirror. But it's something like doing that trick. Things that a person is stuck in, he doesn't look at. In fact, that's how the bank starts to accumulate, and is the basic cumulative factor of a bank, is the person is too close to it to as is it. He never looks at it. Somebody's walking around being a body, and they never as is that body, don't you see? And as is other bodies, but they never as is their own body. So the mass the person is in, whether it's a term or op term, you see, a PC can be in his own op term. It doesn't matter much whether it's a terminal or op term or any other kind of a mass. If he's in it, he doesn't perceive it, so he never announces it and never lists it. And we call that a bypassed item. It's bypassed in the process, and so, of course, leaves a big chunk of the GPM sitting there non-as-is. And actually, he now has a present-time problem. It's the recurring item. He can't find the other half to the item, so he can't make a package out of it. This gets to be a present-time problem. If it isn't at once, that present-time problem keeps him going clear. All right, well, that's just in the process of just ordinary listing. Supposing the PC weren't even pinned to present time, he'd still have some of this trouble, and you'll run into some of this trouble in any listing that you do on a PC. Now, let's look at this thing more fundamentally. Let's say that a rock slammer is somebody who slams on any item in present time that is part of the GPM. In other words, just instead of calling it a dirty word, just say he slams on a present time item. Well, at first we can't tell what the present time item is, and neither can he. That's it. You say to somebody, what don't you really, this person is nervous. The person walking down the street and nervous. And we say, what's going on? What's going on here? And what are you nervous about? And God, they'll say it's the cops. They'll say it's the store windows. They'll say it's shopkeepers. They say it's a wide open space. They'll say this and they'll say that. And they never really will be able to tell you exactly what's making them nervous. And the funny part of it is, One fine day, you make a list of something, and a part of that list doesn't immediately go out with a tiger drill and so forth. The tiger drill is what saves our bacon, because it tells us whether or not the worm is still half in the ground. This little tab is stuck. If the tiger drill won't immediately knock it out, then the thing is stuck in something. And the only thing for it to be stuck in is the GPM. So, of course, then it is very safe. This would not be safe to do by assessment by elimination, show you how rote this procedure is. If you did assessment by elimination, had something that stayed in, the PC might have had a little ARC break on it or something like that, and you hadn't given it the test of does the other half of this worm stay in the ground? See, we haven't given it that test. Tiger drill gives it that test. The thing doesn't blow up at once on tiger drill. It must be part of the GPM. That's how you tell if it's a tab. And one fine day, while we get a list off this PC, and the PC accidentally puts on the list. It's marvelous, but he does it consistently. He does this accident consistently. But he usually comes along afterwards and said, you must have put that on the list. I didn't. And there's all kinds of arguments ensue. After you found the item, well, that's an attestation of the fact he couldn't have faced it. And he's rattling off the thing, and he accidentally says fire plugs, you see. And he goes on down the line, and fire plugs on this list, and you go down this list, and fire plugs one of the last four, and you tiger drill the other three, and he said, fire plugs, fire. Hey, what do you know? It's fire plugs. And right away, he's no longer afraid to walk up and down the street. He knows what he's afraid of. It's fire plugs. Well, that's so good, but he doesn't know why he's afraid of fire plugs. See, so far, so good with routine 212. Now, you see, you just ask him for everything in his environment, and he gave you this long list and accidentally put in fire plugs. All right, well, when you assess it down the line, you found fire plugs, it slammed. And so you opposed it, and now you find out what opposes fire plugs, you see. And what opposes fire plugs is people who want to park. And you've got a package. Now the odd thing about it is he doesn't even avoid fire plugs. He says, to hell with them. So you've discharged the mass. Now, here again is where routine 212 varies from 3GA crisscross. Is routine 212 blows up. It just goes. And you're accustomed to 3GA crisscross, to items staying in there in concrete and brass. That's because you're reaching for deeper items. That's because the PC is more concerned about his bank. He's not concerned about present time. And you're picking up deep items in the bank, and you're picking them up for goals and all that sort of thing. And so actually you get items that will deliver goals, but not present time. When these packages are picked up, part of which is present time, it's the most squizzly squibbed firecracker you ever ignited. You go down this list. Let's say it's list one. Pocket down the list, and you find this ghost of a needle disturbance. When you read this item, fire plugs, well, the needle doesn't act the same as it does when you read other items. It's going slightly slower. And you just pick up the trace. It can be that faint. It isn't always. Oh, you say, fine. So you list this item out. You pick up a slamming item. You see, if it was accurately assessed, it must have been stuck into the GPM or it would have blown out on the Tiger Drill. And if it stayed in even that slightly, you can represent it. And now, in representing it, if your list is complete, you should have picked up slams on it. If you didn't pick up a slam on it, there was a goof in the assessment. Now, the two goofs of an assessment are, of course, one, wrong question. The list is proceeding from the wrong question. Or two, list isn't complete. Now, there it is. And in 3D crisscross, we'd expect that thing to hang around. But not in 212. We don't expect it to hang around at all. When we find it, we Tiger Drill it, and it goes bam, 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 bam. And we say, all right, now consider committing overts about BAM. Consider committing overts against BAM. And you say, well, consider not giving things to this item. And it goes, BAM, 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 BAM. We say, all right, now let's really get in there and sweat now. Let's clean this up, and let's clean this up good. On this item, has anything been invalidated? On this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, bam. On this item, is there anything you fail to reveal? On this item, fire plugs, whatever it is. You haven't even found the other side of it yet, see? You clean it up some more, anything been suppressed, and it goes a dirty needle. Where the hell's the slam? Well, you idiot, you got rid of it. What are you auditing the fella for if you don't want his bank to discharge? You start finding these things that are cozily up into present time, and they go like that. So you oppose this thing industriously, see? I know it went to a little dirty needle, but you saw a slam on it, didn't you? It slammed when you found it. When you Tiger Drilled it, it went blam, blam. All right, that's enough. Don't knock yourself to pieces on it. Now you get the opposition to it. That opposition list slams like crazy while you're listing it. Slam, slam. You go down over the list again. You don't find any slams on the list. You find one final item, and you're Tiger Drilling this one item, and it goes slam, 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 flip. Now, this is one thing that is not given in the bulletins on R212 in detail. You must package the item with the PC. Now, you can get into an embarrassing situation on R212 where the opposition list, which you have just been nulling, has four items left in it. And you can't, and they're all worn out, and you can't get anything to do anything, and so forth. Actually, what you do is ask the PC one after the other, if they would oppose the item which you listed them from, which makes the package. And the PC said, well, that doesn't, and that doesn't, and that does, and that doesn't. And you say, all right, well, that's good. Now, it's this, is it? A man who wants to park on a fire plug. That's right. Is that the package? Yeah, that's the package. Now you look at the fire plug and you can't get a whisper out of it. And you look at the man who wants to park and you can't get a whisper out of it. You've lost it, man. You can't get a whisper out of anything. The whole list went. The last dirty needles on the opposition list are also gone now if you wanted to care and give it a look. Mysterious. But you'll see an evaporating rock slam. Now, trying to do something with it is where you'll get into the most trouble, because it's gone. You've blown it. It's something like trying to run last year's engram. You're not going to make it. And that's where a 3GA crisscross artist would get into his most trouble, because he used to see the item there, he's used to seeing it hang around for a while, at least to the end of session, an R212 items off of the first couple of lists for the first list, you know, list one and list 1A. The final combinations of those things are quite unlikely to do this. They're much more likely to go bzz, bzz. PC's cognited and feels happy about everything. Now, here's the other thing. Is your case gain is disproportionate. I mean, it's almost inverse to that. Because the whole slam evaporated, the amount of your case gain is sometimes absolutely fantastic. Because the individual's been worried sick. And now it's just evaporated. Okay? My God, he's been walking down streets. And he's, all of his life, he's been walking down streets, and they've made him very, very nervous, these streets have. And now, rather rapidly, in the course of 4, 5, 6, 8 hours of auditing or something like that, you found the fire plugs. That took care of streets. And then, quite by accident, you also got maybe a bonus package. Maybe there were two items on that list that slammed against each other, which had nothing to do with the final item, because that happens very often in handling these near-present-time lists. In other words, you got another pair out, a bonus pair. There was people who got angry at traffic and people who stopped traffic. And you saw both of these slam when you went down against them. You care go back and ask the PC, and this is another point about packaging it. You saw these two other items, and they slam wildly, and then they seem to evaporate and so forth. Remember which one slammed that way. Actually, your nulling ought to be done with a different colored pencil. And what you do is take the wild RSs that you find that are marked RS in the same color as your nulling slashes, and ask the PC if these fit together in any way, and you'll very often find a bonus package you wouldn't have suspected, and the PC didn't quite suspect it either. And it'll go slam, 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 and all of a sudden, why, his anger at police evaporates. And there he is. You've really blown something, you see. You've blown something well within his own reality. You haven't gotten a knight in shining armor and a damsel in distress, you see, or something like this that he hasn't met for centuries. So you got something nice like a fire plug. Boy, he can recognize that fire plug. So his gradient scale of confront comes in here, and he gets a rather a terrific case gain. Therefore, if you do it right and go right down the groove, you can expect a very rapid case gain if it's done just exactly right. You can expect the PC to say, hey, what do you know, you know? Hey, whoa, that Scientology reads something. What's that? It's fast, because you get this evaporating slam. But if you'll sometimes make a misassessment, and you'll get deeper than you intended to. Well, that's more likely on a list that the PC gives you in great detail. Let's suppose you were doing list 1A, and he lists dragons. And man, he's got no present time problem about dragons. He hasn't seen a dragon for ages and ages and ages, you know. But just somehow or another, he put an associative item on the list. He is spattering along in present times or anything he's upset about, see, and he put dragons. Well, now look, he didn't answer the audit in question. And to that degree, you're going to get in trouble. In 3GA crisscross, you never interfere with a PC's listing. You just never do. And you've been taught that very thoroughly. And now we get to 212, and we do. On the first list, he wants to put on it auditors who are trying to ruin me. You say, thank you very much. Write on a piece of scrap paper and throw it away after the session. On that second one, list 1A, why he's giving you something or other, something or other, something or other, and dragons. In present time, what have you been upset about? Dragons. Well, a smart auditor, of course, can just scratch his fingernail on the paper for a moment or two, you see, and say, good. But don't put it on the list. That list got to be accurate, and it'll lay you an egg. It'll mess you up. You're going down the list. Yes, dragons. And it's got a much bigger reaction than anything you've got in present time. And these present time list reactions and the list one reactions are very faint ordinarily. It's actually quite rare for you to get rock slams and fireworks and so forth off those first two lists there. First list, your Scientology list and your 1A list. Very rare. You won't see that very often. You just get a little ghost of some kind or another, and that thing will really open up. And so he's giving you dragons, and there are no dragons in present time, so you're not doing our 221 for present time items. You get way back on the track in Marchipodes or something, and you find yourself sitting there with dragons. Who or what would oppose dragons? And you get blast pistols, and you get knights in shining armor, and women's screams, and so forth. And now you've got two items that stay in, and they go slam, and they'll slam, and they'll slam. You can use them to find goals with, but they're not going to do the PC as much good, you see, as if you'd found present time items. See how you can be led astray. You have to have the rationale of 212 down pretty good, or you could go astray with it. It is simply an effort to locate one of the GPM items as it seems to be in present time to the PC. It's an effort to locate that item in present time and find its opposition. And if you succeed in doing that, you've taken away the present time problem. Now, I suppose it's getting home to you that if you get a backtrack item, you're not solving a present time problem and therefore don't speed the case. You've got better materials to find a goal with. You've got all kinds of, it has uses, you understand? But as far as solving this problem you're trying to solve with routine 212, you don't solve it. You're trying to get rid of the present time problem for the PC. And if you don't get rid of all of those present time problems, why, the case isn't going to make a gain. Now, this is below the surface of the PC's recognition of what problem he's worried about. And we've taken the hidden standard and all those other things that we've worked with in the past, and we've gone right down below the surface. PC would never, under God's green earth, put the problem, if it was his problem and it was attached to the GPM, he just would never put the problem down if you were running present time problems. He just never would put the problem itself down. He wouldn't put down any part of its elements. Trying to park in town. See, he just would never put down anything like that problem. It would be something on the order of to destroy all cities or get away into the country or to have an airplane that would fly high in the sky forever. How to acquire enough money never to have to go for my own groceries. See, you could trace it afterwards that he had thousands of problems associated with this problem, the elements of which were the fire plug and the guy trying to park. He would never see it. He just never perceives it. You can list these things into being, and it's rather easily and gently done, but never just talk the thing into being, which is a quite interesting thing. Even if he said it, he wouldn't believe it was a problem, Fizz. So all of a sudden, there it is, clank. You see, this is the whole subject of charge. You've got charge on these things. It's heavy charge. It's remarkable. The amount of standoffness a rock slam actually contains in it. There's standoffishness connected with it. Well, I don't know. Did you ever try to look at... some guy who was throwing a flashlight in your face? That's a good example. Dark night, and this guy's got a flashlight in your face, and you're trying to see the guy. And you would very annoyedly tell him to take that thing out of my eyes, you know, and so forth, but you don't see him. And you keep trying not to look toward the light. But notice that you always try to see who has got the light. That's idiocy. What are you looking at it for? Well, the PC actually can't look away from one of these slams and can't look at it. And he's in a tremendous confusion of perception. And that perception has to be cared for very, very smoothly. If you don't care for the perception smoothly, why, your PC isn't ever able to confront the thing. So you rapidly see what the PC is up against in the business of trying to live in present time. He's got two or three items around him which have flashlights, very bright ones, shining in his face all the time. And he's always trying to see who's holding these lights, except he doesn't know if anybody is, and he's not even aware of the fact there are any lights in present time. But he's sort of nervous, and he goes around, you know, and he walks into buildings and so forth. There's always somebody got the light in his eyes, and he's not sure what. Unless you get that out of present time, he can't put enough concentration on the bank to list his bank out because it's pinned in present time. It just hasn't got enough tension units available to blow the rest of it. I've been studying this for a long time. I couldn't conceive that some of the people who just went clear on listing, mysteriously and marvelously, that some of these people were just less aberrated than others, more able to do this than others, able to do that. No, there was no vast difference, except they just happened accidentally not to have a GPM PTP. They didn't have one. And how faint that can be is also going to escape your notice. How faint that trace is, how faint that little blue tab is, how unnoticeable that worm is, that tail of that worm. And you say, well, that couldn't possibly be aberrative. Well, you'd have the wrong idea of it. Actually, that it tabs at all, that it stays there at all, means you've got a piece of the GPM on the other end of it, and you can get it with a represent. If it stays at all, it's a piece of the GPM. Now, it might be too deep a piece of the GPM for the PC to have any reality on. See, there's that possibility. But that would only happen in actuality if you were very crude. Supposing we took the natural land animals of planets and just arbitrarily assessed these things. Nothing to do with the PC, not even range stimulation. We assess these things. We find one, boy, that sticks there with a beautiful dirty needle. And boy, we list a represent list on that, and we list for pages, and we list for more pages, and it's still a dirty needle. It never slams. And we list for more pages, and we list for more pages, and we list for more and more and more pages. This never has a slam, and it's always got a dirty needle, and we can't get the list complete. And there we go, there we go, there we go, and so on. You finally say to hell with it. Later on in processing, he comes up with it. You're trying to list a piece of the GPM that is completely beyond his sight. He can't even slam on it. You understand? Too tough for him. Too tough for him. Well, now, if the person can recognize that he has a present time problem in present time without recognizing it, then it is within the zone or realm of his cognition. Now, there's a piece of his GPM floating in present time that he is aware of enough to be nervous about it and react on it. Why, therefore, he will cognite on it, don't you see? So therefore, you get very rapid, fast cognition, and the PC says, oh, yes, of course, you know, fire plugs, and why didn't I think of that before? But this other thing, Komodo dragons. He reminds you somebody hadn't even got enough sense to be scared. See? There's no recognition of them at all. Later on, his confronts up, you find the item Komodo dragon. And it goes, wham! See, but his confront is way up, and the GPM has been very much tamed down. You understand? That's time for that. Well, that's what makes 212 remarkable, is that it's run broadly on a great many PCs. It can be run broadly on any God's quantity of PCs, because if the PC is capable of finding a slightest trace on your first lists as you're assessing them, they're within his zone or realm of cognition. And if you do an accurate assessment, why, then he comes up with tremendous numbers of cognition and so forth. I'd like to have a lot of these old cases that never cognited, and run them on 212, blow their silly heads off. The score that you put up today, just on that, two auditors out of 12 this morning attacked our 212. They were all under orders to do it. Head on, and it was evidently going very successfully and very nice. 10 didn't. They did something odd or offbeat. But the odd and offbeat things which they did can be all summed up in a few errors. Mary Sue and I went to ground about this. She was looking over folders and picking up this data today. But the errors that were noted in doing R212 are very noteworthy. Is auditors grabbing an item which RSs without assessing list one or completing assessment of list one? In other words, so the item RS and they just grabbed it and they went on from there. That's an error. It's also, by the way, a tremendous error to take any item the PC simply gives you. I don't care how it performs on a meter or anything else. So he gives you an item. So what? You take your items from assessment and you'll never lay an egg. But you just take these gratuitously handed up items, or heavily sold items. You see, you've only got it to slam for a minute, and now he's trying to sell you popcorn, see? And you popcorn sort of dirty reads because he's selling it to you, see? And you ignore the one, you say, well, it isn't slamming anymore, the item I found isn't slamming anymore, so therefore I'm going to take popcorn. See, never take one the PC hands you gratuitously all by itself. Two, auditors allowing the PC to complete and add PC items to list one. Now, we've cared for that already by giving you a more canned, circumscribed list one. That is, with exclamation points itself. Three, auditors assessing out a motivator on list one. And page two, additions and doing a represent on it which produces no RS. Well, of course, in view of the fact that RSs are consist of, we don't care about people listing motivators or otherwise, it just happens that if you do list a motivator, you never get an RS. You're probably listing from the PC's op term. See? That's what basically we find wrong with somebody getting rid of motivators all the time. In actual fact, a person who's getting rid of motivators is being an op term to himself. He's out of valence. He's not even in his own terminal line. See? I had an interesting example of that. Last night I accidentally listed one in reverse. There was not really any accident about it. I'd already determined an item that had pain and sin on it, and I listed it in reverse after I had gotten it straightened out so that it was 99% pain. See, it should have been listed the reverse way. So I went out and relisted it as though it were an op term. And, man, let me tell you, the terminal is always at cause. I never saw a stuck needle in my life than trying to list that thing in reverse. You want a confirmation of this, take some time and say, who or what would the op term do something to? See? Who or what would the op term oppose? You know? Instead of who or what would oppose the op term. Just who or what would the op term oppose? And you'll have a ball. You sit there and you look at a totally stuck needle and a totally stuck tone arm, and that's it. You ever wanted a confirmation how the PC must be at cause? That's certainly an interesting little sidelight on it. So anytime a PC is giving you motivators, he's giving it to you from the op-term side, and if he gives you a motivator item on your list one, it doesn't matter so much on the others because you haven't got motivator or overt items, you see, and you're liable to get either one. But on this one, if he puts a motivator-ish thing on first list, why, of course, he gives it from the op-term side, and man, he'll turn on sin all over the place. We had somebody do it today. Send, 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 send. Miss emotion, upset, miss emotion, send. Okay. Goes half around the bend. So, and far, which is quite interesting, and is the, this is the main crime, is auditors not doing it at all. And that was, that condensed any little flubs or upsets that went into here in R212. I did broaden the door here a little bit, and I closed it back because all experimental data on it contained nothing but nominal lists. They never contained adjectives or verbs. It didn't occur to me. It just got by me. I thought I'd give you a little more complete Scientology list, you see, and let you complete it a little bit. Well, up went the balloon. R212 itself is very precisely worked out, and so I am the one who added the first additive. I let you put a few additives on the first list. We have now taken them off. All right. Now, you recognize that if you get rid of some problem on which the PC has a great reality, that he will get a tremendous resurge as a case. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? Let's say he's going around just sick, you know, just sick about this thing. The cops are going to get him or something of the sort. He's just sick about it all the time, all the time, all the time. He's just dying in his tracks, you know, just quivering and so forth. And all of a sudden you handle that as a present time problem. So all of its elements disappear. He goes, you know. And the funny part of it is when you do a very skilled R212, that's exactly what happens to the PC. He's very nervous, but it's about a problem he doesn't even know he's got. And he's so nervous on the subject of this problem, he's just about out through his skull. And you can take him and grab that and handle it. Now, actually, he mustn't have a problem in order to get the problems in his own personal environment. He mustn't have a problem on Scientology. And because the session is closer than his environment while R212 is being done, therefore you have to take the Scientology problems away before you take the environmental problems away. Always has to be in that sequence. And you just get these problems that he's really panting and upset about and so forth that are right there quivering in present time. And of course he says, what a relief, man. If you don't get that kind of result, either you're doing assessments wrong or something is awry or you're not completing lists or something of the sort. I'll go into the mechanics doing R212 a little more thoroughly in the next lecture. Right now, thank you.